our emergency preparedness team begins planning a day or two in advance when they see storms like this coming.
Kalida Health's Mike Hughes tells WBFO News an emergency preparedness team worked on a plan ahead of this massive winter storm.
And making sure that, one, we have adequate staffing as storm comes through. Two, do we have the correct supplies? Do we need to order additional supplies? And that ranges everything from food to medical supplies. And then three, what type of contingency plans do we need to put into place should we have any type of specific needs that come up?
Hughes says fortunately staffing levels have been good today, with some employees who stayed for extra shifts. Kalida hospitals include Buffalo General, Gates Vascular, and Oshai Children's in downtown Buffalo, and Millard Fillmore Suburban in Amherst, DeGraff in North Tonawanda, and Olean General in Olean. Hughes says there has been a steady flow in their emergency rooms.
There's a lot of respiratory illness and flu-like symptoms going around. There has not been a ton of frostbite issues per se, but still emergency rooms across our systems remain relatively busy.
Kalida snowplow contractors continue clearing property, but Hughes noted the city and municipality snowplow crews are also working to keep the streets around hospitals clear for emergencies.
The city of Buffalo or the town of Amherst or the county or state, you know, any of the facilities that we have, they do a very good job of making sure that we're taken as a priority in terms of plowing. So whether it's the route in and around Buffalo General or Children's or the route in and around Millard Suburban Hospital, the municipalities have done a great job over the past couple of years, including, you know, this current storm, of keeping those areas clear. And should the snow pile up, or do we have issues with drifting, or if it hasn't been hit, you know, with a quick call, they are here and taking care of it for us. So we're thankful for that.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.